Welcome to the Glass City Opry Showcase, bringing you the best of our tri-state bluegrass music. So sit back and enjoy the show.
Well, welcome to the Glass City Opry Showcase. We're going to be talking about the Glass City Opry shows and bluegrass in the area, and I'm Sherry Checkle.
And I'm Jeff Birdwell.
And we're going to be here as your hosts.
That's right. As we always are.
That's right. Yeah. Well, one of these days we might have, like, you know, some guests or something.
Yeah. That might not be a bad idea.
Yeah. That's true.
But it's our show, though.
Yeah. That's right. We don't want to be, like, you know, sharing the spotlight with too many people.
Because
then we have to pay them. And, you know, we have to, you know, I don't know. It just takes some of the fun away.
That's right.
So, well, hey. We have to talk about the last show because we have to. It's becoming a routine here now. We have to, like, you know, talk about the last show, then talk about the next show, and then talk about what's going on.
That's right.
That was so fun. <I know. laughs> Oh my gosh!
Well, if you're listening to this podcast and you don't know, we actually played for the very first time.
I know.
At the Glass City Opry. And it
was so cool.
It was so fun.
I was so nervous.
I know.
People were like, calm down, Sherry, calm down. I don't normally get that nervous, but I was just, I wanted to do such a good job because I was so excited.
Well, and it was a good nervous energy. It was healthy, I think, in
a lot of ways.
Because, I don't know, you kind of go through this thing where you want to do your best if you can pull it off.
Right.
And so you have, like, pressure, you put pressure on yourself to do your best. And I think it worked that way.
I hope so. I thought it was fun. They were clapping before we did anything.
Yeah.
It was kind of like, oh my gosh. But yeah, that was really cool. It was neat playing. The sound was great. And I think that was probably one of the best times we've ever played as a band.
It was
so much fun.
Well, and the neat thing was is the whole ambiance of being up on stage and the lights are there, and you can't see people way too far.
Oh, you can't see it all. It's the truth, everybody. You can't see when you're up there. I mean, you guys could have not even been there, and we wouldn't have known except for the hooping and hollering.
Yeah, well, you could definitely hear them, and that was cool.
Yeah, and it was neat.
I wanted to say thanks to everybody for cheering for us and urging us on.
Oh, that was so nice. I was worried we would get an encore.
Yeah, I know.
At our own place. I know. Oh, I'm so happy they called us back.
Me too, because we would have been the first band not to get an encore.
I know, it would have been sad. I've been crying. You'd be, like, taking me off the stage, you know?
Yeah.
Come on, Sherry.
Well, it was
okay.
It was a blast. We had a great time.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, everybody was so encouraging and said we did a good job.
Yeah.
So you got to believe that that's the case.
Yeah, but it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
The funnest thing. Although I have to say it was a little hard separating working the show.
Yeah.
And then also being band role
I
as well.
I felt kind of nervous because I wasn't, like, at my station. You know,
yeah.
I was like, I'm thinking, oh, I hope people don't think I'm, like, you know, sick or something, you know, that don't realize that I'd be playing in the opening band, you know.
Right.
And I thought, oh gosh, I hope. Well, we had some friends came in to help a little bit too. And, Ty was running the lights for us and Dave did a good job of filling in on a little bit of it too. And we everybody kind of stepped up to fill up because there was three of us. That normally run the show, we're in the band,
The band, yeah.
And so we had to be warming up and getting everything done. And
well, and I think we did a good job of getting everything in the beginning done.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It was okay for us to warm up a little bit before we had the time. I know I got there early and got my stuff I needed to get set up. And I know you did as well. So
it did
allow us to have some time to warm up a little bit.
Yeah, that's good. And we got some nice pictures and stuff. We'll be putting up on the website and all that kind of stuff. So good stuff for the scrapbook, the Deepwater scrapbook.
That's right.
Well, that was cool.
It was a lot of fun, and we appreciate everybody coming out. But we do have to talk about the main act as well.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do.
Well, of course.
And honestly, they did an awesome job. I mean, Bo Isaacs and the Wheelwrights were awesome.
They were so good.
Yeah.
I mean, I loved how the energy that they brought to the stage. I mean, boat. Maybe even did a dance and everything. Yeah. I mean, I love. I mean, it's nice to see bands that are really, you know, technically good. I mean, you know, they get up there, they do their material, they know what they're doing. Their band sounds tight. They got good harmonies and all. But you know, if you think about it, part of going to see a live show is the enjoyment of the entertainment value of it as well.
Right.
You know, and these guys put on a show.
Oh yeah, they were awesome.
I mean, every moment was just fun and just filled with a sort of, you know, entertainment value as well as great music.
Yeah.
And that's what we had heard about Bo and his boys. And I'm telling you, they had the place just, it was like crowd participation night.
Oh, yeah, it really was.
I loved that.
It was great the way he did that, but then also they're great musicians.
Oh yeah, it was like a 1-2 punch. You know, everything was just perfect. So
yeah.
I mean, I hope we have them back soon.
Yeah.
I mean, they loved Toledo.
Yeah.
It's the first time they've played in this area, and they were like, "Please have us back! Please have us back!"
Yeah.
But then that's everybody's response.
Well, yeah, because of the crowd, you guys out there. Really get into it and are good bluegrass fans and good fans in general. And so I think the whole atmosphere is conducive to people enjoying themselves, not only for the audience, but for the band as well. I mean, we've had great responses off of all of the bands
everybody,
we've had there.
Everybody wants to come back. They're like, can we come back next week?
Yeah.
When, are you going to start doing shows more often?
Yeah.
They want to get booked in. They don't want to have to wait a year to come back.
Yep.
But we're like, well, we got a whole list of people. Man, we've got some really good acts coming into the Opry. We're all set up for the next 5-6 shows easy plus.
Yep.
And, I'm telling you, there's some good people coming in. I'm almost excited. I just want to talk about all of them now.
I know. Well, are we going to get to hear any music?
Yeah, I recorded quite a bit of stuff. So let's hear from one from Bo Isaac. And
this was
a great song. So here we go. Bo Isaac and the Wheelwrights from Prestonburg, Kentucky.
You folks are sitting way back in the back. There's room up front. Scoot up there because you're about to get a face full.
Wasn't that good? Live bluegrass music is just so cool.
Oh, yeah, it's incredible.
I
love it.
Tell people, you know, I have some people that are like still don't understand bluegrass, and they're like, well, is it like, you know, harmonicas and washboards and stuff like that? And I'm like, you've got to come hear it live.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there are... like an orchestra is great live.
Right.
I mean, just to see the whole, you know, all the musicians working together. Well, bluegrass is the same way. Seeing all the musicians working together and the live energy that comes off of bluegrass. I have yet to see anybody that isn't converted when they realize how good it is. Yeah. So, I mean, it's just exciting.
And the thing I don't think you can mimic in a CD or anything like that is the give and take between the crowd and the entertainers.
Because, oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, they feed. Well, it all just, the energy feeds off of each other. So, you know, before you know it, there's... The entertainers are getting excited because the crowd's excited,
yes.
And that excites the crowd, and it's the coolest thing. And that,
I don't think
you can get that. No. And I don't think you can get that in some certain kinds of genre, because bluegrass is upbeat. It's fast moving times. It's slow at times. It's beautiful at times. You know, it's just it's an exciting genre, and I think it really aids in feeding off of each other.
Oh, you're right. Cool. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, and I just think the Opry is a perfect place to showcase it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, you can see bluegrass all over places. You know, you can go to community halls and you can go to outdoor venues and things like that. But one of the really nice things about the Opry is that it's a concert type setting. It's, you know, it's just really a little bit different. And I think a lot of people have been really responding to that difference.
Yep.
And it puts bluegrass in a little bit different light than, say, at a community hall or something like that. It just seems to be, makes it sort of special.
Sure.
and exciting. And then that energy comes from the entertainers. And we've had such top-notch entertainment. It's just awesome.
Absolutely.
I can't wait.
Well, and I'm really excited about, like you said, some of the shows we have coming up are some very big national acts.
Oh, I know.
That's very exciting. So
I'm very excited.
I can't wait.
Well, let's hear another one from the Opry.
That sounds great.
Let's hear another song from Bo Isaac and the Wheelwrights.
Okay, great.
This one just made me, I had to like just tap along. This one is so good.
Good.
Here's one called John Henry Was a Steel Driving Man.
Oh, Oh, yeah, that's great.
Isn't that good? Yeah. It's like the energy is just, it's infectious.
Oh, yeah.
It's wonderful.
It's fantastic. Well, we had a wonderful time playing there.
Yeah.
And got to see a good band in Bo Isaacs and the Wheelwrights. But it was the best experience playing there for ourselves,
too. It was cool.
Oh, it was so fun and exciting, but, you know, it was just...
I hope we get to play again.
Yeah, I hope so, too. Maybe they'll invite us back.
I hope they invite us back. Please, Dave, please let us play again. Yeah. It was so much fun. I promise not to be so nervous. No, it'll be fun. I'm sure we'll get another chance sometime soon, maybe in a couple of years.
Yeah, well, it was a great experience, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was fun. It was really nice to have a lot of people come up to us, and they were just like, wow, you know, we're so happy to see you guys finally get up there. You know how much hard work it's been getting the Opry going and all that. And it was just really, it was nice.
All
it was
positive.
Like a nice... Yeah. Reward yeah. for all the hard work, and I want to really I just want to thank everybody that came up to us, and they were just so nice, and nobody threw anything.
No, they were all
nobody
encouraging and clapped. And
yeah, it was just so
loved
exciting.
Loved everything. It was great. So
let's hear one of our songs.
Okay,
we get to do that, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, what
yes,
the heck?
We do.
All right, well, here's a good one. With words that we wrote.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And that's kind of cool.
Did the instrumental and then wrote that one.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, it
that's
is
a good
fun.
Song.
But... I'm glad I get the chance to sing it, and I get to. It's a kind of thing. I do honestly think about my brother when I'm singing.
Oh,
that,
you
so.
Do, huh?
Yeah, I do. Honestly,
that's cool. So. We got to come up with a good verse that works with that. You know?
Yeah, it's a good
just,
song.
Just
like
to
it
play
is,
it when your family's around.
Yeah.
Just you know, like. Doing time in the county pen. No, maybe not.
Right.
All right. Well, that's cool. Well, you know, one of the nice things about that week was we actually had 4 gigs that we played as
yes,
a band.
We did. Yes,
and
we did.
A couple of them were in Toledo. So yeah. I think it'd be kind of neat to talk about the other events that we attended.
Sure.
I'd like to say how it was an honor to be asked to open for Michael Jonathan.
Yes, it was.
It really was. He's a very nice gentleman. We got to meet him. If you don't know who he is, he does this really cool like radio show, podcast, TV show now called Wood Songs. And right. you can look it up online. It's woodsongs.com. And it's all acoustic Americana music, you know. And he came to town Thursday
yep.
and played in the big theater. And yep. we got a chance to open for him. And that was quite an honor. I don't know. It's just kind of neat, you know.
It was very neat. Very, yeah. very interesting. The show worked differently, quite differently, actually, than
yeah.
than the Opry does. But it was still really neat the way it all happened.
It was
happened,
neat. So. And then they kind of highlighted songwriters. Yep. And that was kind of nice because we were asked because of some of our original material that we're writing.
Yeah.
And that was neat. And just getting a chance to meet him. He was a very nice man.
He yes,
had a lot
was.
Of neat insights. See,
yeah.
He was really thrilled to be here in Toledo, and that
yeah.
was neat. So
I didn't know what to expect. You see him on TV and on the podcast and on the website, and you don't know what to think because I know he talks a lot with the artists and things like that. But he was a very nice fellow. Once you talked with him, we talked with him, and it was great. It was a good night.
I would like to thank Ted Swartz too and his Redbird songwriter group.
Yes.
That was great. They were there too. They got to open as well. And so it's kind of neat. It was a little bit different venue for us because we're so used to doing just bluegrass. But
right.
it was kind of a neat opportunity to bring bluegrass to people who maybe don't necessarily know what bluegrass is. So we hope maybe we were ambassadors.
Yeah, right.
That was kind of fun.
I kind of thought all of us as like the token bluegrass band at a
yeah,
songwriters event.
Yeah. we were Hall. Yeah, okay. Yeah, we were kind of the token bluegrass band. Yeah.
yeah. But it worked out great.
It was fun, though. It was fun.
Yeah.
And then we played the Coon Hunters on
right.
Friday night up in Michigan.
Up in Michigan.
And that was always fun.
Right.
Haven't been there for a while.
Right.
And then we came back on our whirlwind tour
yes.
to Toledo again.
That's right. On Alexis Road.
Toledo is becoming a real bluegrass capital
sure
of Ohio,
is.
I'm
yeah.
telling you.
Yeah.
At least of the northwestern corner.
Well, at least our knowledge anyway.
Yeah.
is. I mean, but it's great. We
yeah.
were at the all-day Springfest.
Yes, Marv Clark and the Clark Brothers, North City Grass Bluegrass Band.
Right.
They're the sponsoring hosts
the
of
host.
The Springfest at the Con Weisenberger Post.
Right.
And that was a delight.
Yeah,
I was glad
fun.
To see more people there.
Yeah, it had a pretty good turnout.
Yeah,
and not as many
fun.
As you'd like to see, but more than there were before.
Yeah,
so.
It's growing, and that's great.
Yeah.
We really applaud what they're trying to do there and all.
Yeah.
You guys are missing some good grass, though. Tell
really?
You like that. I mean,
really?
it was great. I loved hearing those little fiddling girls.
Yeah, yeah, that was interesting to see. They
Carrie Varble
worked
and,
up, and some would come up, and some would be down,
yeah.
and some would solo, and that type of thing.
See,
yeah.
she's teaching a whole crop of fiddlers.
Yeah.
I had to tell everybody. I think all the bands are going to start going and doing their shopping there.
Carrie's
yeah. Music place looking for their new fiddlers for
yeah,
their bands,
as the
you
new
know.
Fiddlers come out into the world.
Yeah.
yeah
it was
no.
fun. And then of course, it's always a delight to see Merv Spencer and all Bridge County.
Bridge County,
we
that's right.
It.
Yeah. Yeah,
I love
they
Bridge
were,
County.
Well, it's always fun to watch those guys pick. They're
I
always,
love watching.
They're always good bluegrass band
yeah.
that you know is going to do some really great stuff, and they didn't disappoint in that.
Not at all.
As well. And then the Clark Brothers was fun.
Yeah,
see
Clark Brothers,
guys,
they did
they
a good job.
They always have a good time up on stage
yeah.
and do a good job. And then we played there.
And we
so.
Played too. It was fun.
Yeah. Man.
It was a good showing. Like I said, still love to see more people. You know, you're missing out a good time.
Yeah.
Food's good. You know, people are great. The sound was good. People were dancing.
Yeah.
It was just fun.
Yeah,
you know, it's
was.
Always been fun. I haven't been disappointed at all.
No.
At all these. Have
no.
a good time. Visit with people. And
yeah.
I think we'd like to say a little thank you to Marv Clark for all the hard work he's putting into this.
That's for sure. Absolutely.
So, I hear he's having a festival in the summertime.
Yeah.
I guess there's like 10 bands going to show up.
Wow.
I'm telling you, you guys
one.
Better start saving your pennies for this one. You got to
yeah.
come to this one. This is going to
well,
be fun.
Well, that'll be fun. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's in August. We'll have more information about that. But so by Sunday, I don't know about you, but
we were tuckered out.
picked out.
Yeah, we were ready for a rest.
I was picked clean.
That's right. No, it was a whirlwind tour.
Four shows in a week. That was a busy week.
Yes, it was. And what people don't know is that we had practiced all the previous week trying to prepare for the big marathon week. So
my little fingers were just, I got calluses where I didn't even know I needed calluses.
I hear you. I know it. So.
Oh, that banjo was getting heavy towards the last day. But it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Yes, it was.
It gives me more respect now for what I talk to these touring bands and stuff like that. I mean, I start to realize how hard it would be to be making a living at this.
Sure. Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you know, and sometimes, you know, you go someplace and play and, you know, you get $20 or, you know, you take a cut of the door or something. And I think that's why, you know, I'm going to preach for just a minute here. Is that okay?
Sure. Go right ahead.
I'm telling you, you guys.
Wait, let me get the soapbox. Where's that? Okay, go.
I'm telling you right now, and if you've heard me, I've got a little mantra that's going on, but we've got to start supporting the local bluegrass scene more. I really do think so. People need to understand that it's here, it's local. Save gas, support your local grass. I mean, because there's some really good stuff here that you just don't see at jams. I mean, you know, you get these bands together and let them have a chance to show off what they've been working on. You know, it's always a pleasure.
Yes, I love hearing it.
You know,
it really is.
I love jams. In fact, we're going to talk about a really great one that just started up.
Right.
But you know what? Support the musicians too by coming to these events and seeing what they can accomplish as a unit, as a band.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, it's great.
It's a big difference.
It really is a big difference. And we've got to start supporting this local grass. I mean, sure. I don't know about you, but I'm not going to be able to go too far afield with $370 a gallon,
not
practically.
Not with the gas prices like they're at. I mean,
we need to just make sure we show up at these local venues and support the bands that are out there, because there's some really good stuff out there.
That's for sure.
And okay, I'm done. I'm going to step down here.
All right.
Catch me. No,
Carol,
but it's like,
I'll put the soapbox in the corner until the next time.
Yeah, well, it's important.
And I do agree with the fact that, you know, if you're working as a band, working on getting your sound tighter, working on your singing and doing all the things it takes to put on a good quality show, you know, people need to realize that is a big deal, and it makes a difference. You know, you get to see a big difference if a band is working on what they're doing and perfecting what they've got going. The sound shows, and it really makes a big difference.
Sure does. And they get to do things like, you know, some of their original work.
Yeah.
I mean, I was delighted to hear the Clark Brothers. They wrote a song and they played it at the show. And you just don't see that at jams.
No.
You know, I mean, we've got quite a few original pieces that we've been working on. And it's too hard to do something like that at a jam situation.
Sure.
You know, so you have to fall back on the old favorites. And they're great. But, you know, you can't shine with what you've been working on.
Right.
And that's why it's so important to come to these shows.
No, that's
true. So.
That's true. Well, let's give a quick talk about the jam, the new jam that started.
Oh, that was fun.
Recently, really great.
It's at the Mommy Elks Club.
Correct.
And our hosts are Merle and Peg Bailey.
Right.
They're some of the sweetest people in the world.
Oh, yes.
I can't tell you how nice they've been.
Yep.
And they're so enthusiastic about what they're doing. It's so exciting.
Yep.
I it's just infectious, kind of.
It really is.
You know, it's fun.
And what I like is the venue is great.
Oh, my gosh, the wings.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. They have these chicken wings there that are just so good.
Yeah.
A plate, huge plate of them for $2.50.
I think a pound.
A pound
of wings.
Of wings.
Yeah.
And they went through 180 pounds of wings the first jam night.
Sure.
That's how good they are. I mean, how could you? So you got good food, you got good atmosphere, really nice place, and you've got great bluegrass music.
That's right. No, that's a great jam and a great venue. And it's really nice to see it on this end of town.
I know.
On that Maumee area too. It's kind of close to the Opry, and
it is.
You know, so it's kind of neat to see a jam at that part of the town. You know,
yes. So you don't have to drive.
Yeah, right, for sure.
Yeah, and so. It's I guess it's going to be every second and fourth Tuesday night.
Yep. Okay.
And it's just good. Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm telling you. Got to check this one out.
No.
You know, they're still working out the bugs a little bit, getting it ranged and you know, making the best, you know, situation and everything like that. But
right.
So far, there's been a lot of pickers. That first night, I hear there was 53 pickers there.
Wow. Yeah.
That's the count
That's
I heard.
That's a big number. Yep.
And tons of people watching and listening and enjoying the music.
Yeah.
What a good thing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's neat.
Yeah.
So I know I'm going to try to get there as often as I can.
Yeah, me too. If you're out and about and looking for something to do on a second and fourth
Tuesday
of the month, head out there to the Maumee Elks.
Oh, you'll, it's a great.
You'll enjoy it.
It's easy to find too. It's just right off Main Street.
Yeah.
It's kind of behind that furniture store and there's the Village Idiot Bar.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know what street that is, but it's right behind there. It's
yep.
It's easy to find.
Sure is.
And we've got flyers at the Opry.
Okay.
In fact, I think we even have, they're one of our sponsors.
Yeah.
Isn't that neat?
That's
you know?
Right.
Well, they love bluegrass music and
yep.
That's cool.
That's
and
right.
You know, we talked to them and they came right on board as a sponsor because they said, "Man, we love what you're doing with the Opry. We love bluegrass. We want to welcome the bluegrass people here." I think that's really cool.
Yeah,
it's great. So
me too.
You got to check this one out.
Yeah, for sure.
We wouldn't let you know about it if we didn't think it was good.
That's right.
We personally checked it out.
We endorse it.
We endorse it. Well, we should talk about the next show.
Yes, we should.
Because it's going to be fun.
Absolutely. It's going to be great. Actually.
I'm very excited because you know what's really, really exciting about this next show?
What's that?
Dave Moore is going to be playing again.
All right.
Yay, Dave!
For the 56th time. No, that's not true.
Only the fifth time.
Yes.
I think we need to make an award for him for the most appearances on the
Glass City Opry.
Opry. And we
like
love
that.
Him to death. It's
absolutely.
Like awesome. He played with us.
Yeah.
He's played with the... Well, he didn't play with the Clark Brothers. Who is
no.
He? He played with Bandura Bridge.
Yes.
And the Cass Avenue Ramblers, who were really Bandura Bridge.
Right.
Because of the little mix-up there. And then... who else did he play with?
Seems like there was somebody else.
Huh. Well, his daughters played
yes,
with the Clark Brothers.
Yes, played with the Clark Brothers. So
yeah. Well,
Dave has definitely been there a lot and played on stage a
and
lot.
And everybody loves him.
Well, and that's...
how could you not?
Like we talked about at the show when he was playing with us. He's just too good. You
he's
can't keep him
way
off
good.
The stage.
Way
you know?
Good. So. Well, he's going to be there. He's going to be playing with his other band.
Right.
Rick Prater... and the Midnight Travelers.
Yes.
I'm telling you, we're excited to having them here.
I've heard them before, and they put on a good show. They're a good group of musicians.
We got to share the stage with them at
yes,
the Buck Lake Ranch. That's
yes,
right.
We
I forgot
did.
About that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good show.
Oh,
well,
it was.
They do a good job.
Yeah, and this is a good regional and nationally touring act.
Yes.
Regional act.
Some seriously good bluegrass
absolutely.
Music.
And Rich played with a lot of different... pretty high up band.
Oh
right?
Yeah, he's played with Larry Sparks.
Larry Sparks, okay.
I know him. Dave Evans.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you know he's played with. He's played in the Kentucky Colonels, and with Vince Combs.
Wow.
I mean, he's another you know really good regional band and national guy. People know who he is.
Oh yeah,
and,
absolutely.
I mean, that's just really exciting. You know, he's got a heritage behind him.
Yes,
let me tell
does.
You, he's another one of these Kentucky boys.
Yes.
I'm beginning to think Kentucky, bluegrass, they got something together there.
Well,
they
yeah.
mean something, don't
something's
they?
Up, well, something's up in the water there
I'm
or something.
That whole area.
That's where it all started, Mike, and then it just continues on.
I'm proud of my Virginia blood, you know, but I'm telling you right now, Kentucky blood seems to be the one that's the king of bluegrass
really
or something,
really pulls out
man.
The best in all those
oh,
guys.
I'm telling
so.
You, these guys. Well, yeah. I guess he moved to Indiana, and, you know, nobody moved with him, apparently.
Yeah.
They all stayed in Kentucky.
Right.
And so he said, well, forget this. I'm going to put together my own band.
Yeah.
And that's what he did, I guess, back in 2003.
Yeah.
Started the Midnight Travelers, and he's got some great musicians in this
he
band,
really
too.
Does, yeah.
I mean, we've talked about Dave Moore, but,
right.
You know, I'm telling you, he's got some good guys in this band.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I've heard of him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Brian Scott playing the mandolin, and Larry Martin's on the banjo. Yeah. And our friend John Arms from the Bluegrass Opry Barn.
Yeah.
He's probably one of the most knowledgeable people in the world about bluegrass music. I kid you not.
I believe it.
He has so much albums and materials and videotapes and recordings and information about bluegrass. It would stagger you how much this guy knows about bluegrass.
No, and what a great musician and a really good guy too.
I know. And he could mandolin, a good mandolin player, but he's playing bass now too.
Playing bass with them.
You know, I think it's kind of a neat transition. You know, he's just a great musician.
Yep.
It's going to be really exciting to have them all here.
Oh, absolutely. And that's May 12th.
May 12th.
Is the date of the show. And it's going to be great. I'm excited to see them and hear them. I know they've only gotten better since we saw them. That was a couple of years ago.
Oh, so, I know. Yeah.
So I know they've only gotten better and doing better. And then the opening act is a band that we've also know and played on stage with.
Yes.
And they're very good.
Oh, the Muddy Creek Mountain Boys. Yeah. And girl.
And the girl, yeah.
I think she probably thinks of herself as an honorary boy.
Yeah, one of the boys.
You know.
I imagine, maybe we'll have to ask her. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's kind of neat to be one of the boys, even if you're not a boy.
That's right.
So she probably thinks it's great. But, man, I'm telling you, they are a good band.
They are a great band.
I'm telling you right now.
Very tight harmonies and a good sound. Can't wait to hear them come
play. We're going to have, this is going to be a really good show. This is going to be an Ohio, Indiana show.
Yes, it is.
We're going to show everybody what we can do.
That's right.
I tell you right now.
Wow.
Some good, good, good traditional bluegrass.
It's a very exciting show, and I can't wait to see both of the bands. They're both going to be very, very good, and I think our crowd will really enjoy them.
You know? Oh, yeah. Rick, the one thing I like about Rick Prater, man, he can belt him out. I mean, he's so sort of like soulful about his singing. He just sort of, it's like he lives these things, you know, every song. I mean, even if it's a cover tune, it's like he just really brings it out. You know, he sings about what he knows about.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, he probably knows about a lot of stuff because he sings so soulfully.
Well, he's been with a lot of bands and a lot of really good bluegrass people.
He has learned from the masters, at the feet of the masters.
He knows his stuff. So.
Oh, it's going to be one good night.
Yes,
I'm telling you right now. I hope it's nice,
too. I hope so, too.
I mean, I hope it's a nice, warm, no rain, snow, sleet, ice storms, tornadoes, fires. Anything like that.
We definitely had our fair share over the winter what do we want to say, trying weather or something like that.
Frigid weather.
Yeah, right.
May. But, I'm thinking May should be pretty nice. Well, tornado maybe.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully not.
Hopefully not. But
let's hear some music.
All right.
I know we're probably gabbing on too much.
No,
let's hear
good.
Something from Rick Prater first.
Sounds perfect.
Sometimes I'd like to throw my arms around you, but then I tremble at the thought of giving in.
Yes, it is.
A classic, but a good one.
Yes,
it sure is. That was recorded live, too.
Really?
Yeah, and so I like hearing a live recording. It's kind of fun because it gives you a good feeling about what you're going to hear at the Opry, you know.
Definitely.
It's not all prettied up and studioed up and everything. That's live bluegrass. That's good. Some good stuff, too.
Yep, and I can tell what you were talking about with him being soulful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, really putting a lot of effort and inflection into his voice. So
he sure does. I want to hear one from the Muddy Creek Boys too.
Me too.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Let's play one.
All right.
Chill that imparts a certain feeling in my heart. Black as coal, cold as steel. Kentucky moon, you leave me lonely when you shine. But our love ran deeper than mine. Now she's gone like a star falls from the sky on a cold Kentucky night. On a cold Kentucky night. She came to say goodbye, word left. My heart's so cold. In the blanket of despair, wrapped around me, standing there as I turned to watch her go. Kentucky moon, you leave me lonely when you shine. Thought our love ran deeper than mine. Now she's gone like a star falls from the sky on a cold Kentucky night. Kentucky night.
stays on the mind. Doesn't seem to fade the time. My love is gone, but never lost. Seems to track me without fail, like a hot, hot open trail with a broken heart. I paid the cost. Tucky Moon, you leave me alone. Thought our love ran deeper than my mind. Now she's gone like a star falls from the sky on a cold Kentucky night. On a cold Kentucky night.
Oh, that's a good one. They got a new album out, too.
No kidding.
I think we better make sure everybody brings a few extra dollars to buy some albums.
Yeah.
And, help support the grass.
I think I'm going to pick one of those.
I'm thinking it's a good one. I like what they're doing.
Yeah, I think.
They're going to be a band to watch out for, I think.
Oh, yeah, I really think so.
I mean, they've only been, you know, they're a couple years old, too. You know, I mean, they've all been accomplished musicians, but this is, they put it all together. They've been playing for, I think, like 5 or 6 years.
Okay.
You know, but it's like, I'm telling you, there's going to be a crop of good bluegrass coming up. There's some people really putting their heart and soul into bluegrass around here.
Yep, I'm very excited.
That's good. And it's an honor to be able to showcase these people at the Glass City Opry.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I think it's so exciting.
That is very exciting.
I mean, it's, and of course, we wouldn't be able to do this without our audience.
Yes.
People that, I'm telling you, I see the same faces show up show after show. I'm so happy to see you all.
Yeah.
It's like family, you know, friends and family now. It's like, I just get all excited when Monday comes around, when it's Opry Monday, you know. Can't wait to see everybody.
Me too.
Shake hands and smile and hug and smooch and all that good stuff.
Yeah, that's great. But it is nice to see the same people there and really enjoying the music and supporting the Glass City Opry.
And I think
that's important. They bring friends all the time.
I
want
to thank everybody that brings a friend.
Yep, absolutely.
We should have like a promotion or something. I think I'm going to like think of something fun, like bring a friend. I don't know, get something.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what yet.
I'll just let you handle that.
Oh, okay, yeah, I am in charge of promotions. I'm going to think of a good one. Yeah. Bring a friend, get a canned good. No, that doesn't sound good. Bring a friend, get a t-shirt or something, maybe. I figure something out.
You work on that and see
bring
how
a friend and get our eternal gratitude. Yeah. That'd be easy.
Yeah. That's true.
Well, and we have to thank the sound.
Yes.
Our sound man.
Yep.
Mr. Mike Adams. I'm telling you, having experienced sound at all different venues and then finally playing at the Opry.
Makes a huge difference.
He does a wonderful job.
Awesome job.
It was wonderful.
Yep.
It felt great up there.
Yep.
And it's all because sometimes I think he's having kittens. He worries about stuff and wants to make it so good for the performers and the audience. And it's hard running sound in a big theater like that, but he does such a good job.
He pulls it off every time. And it just gets better every time.
Oh, I know. It's so great.
Yeah. We do need to have a big thank you for him.
Yeah.
And then the sponsors.
Oh, those of course. The sponsors really help.
Yep.
You know, it's, what can we say? You know, they like bluegrass. They like what we're doing with the Opry. We've got to say thanks to these people that are chipping in with, you know, money, time.
Yep.
Products.
Yep.
You know, we've had some nice giveaways and, you know, some of the sponsors have been giving us products and goodies to give away at the back of the tickets.
Yep.
And we've had, they've even come and help.
Yeah.
Again,
no,
you know, here
true.
We are, you know, Jo Lo, she came and helped man the tables cause she knew that we were playing that night. And, you know, all the sponsors, Cookie Lady, Coffee News, the Mirror. I mean, they're always been very helpful and supportive.
That's right.
You know, we've got just so many people
on board. Great ones.
The Mommy Elks.
Yeah. They just came on board.
Leslie Palnix. Yeah. Your favorites, the Fleegers Hardware.
Yes.
Valley Music.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
We really appreciate
everybody jumping on board and being supportive of that is just great. We couldn't do it without them.
That's true.
So, I mean, that's a big deal for us.
And the press has done great. The newspapers that run our press releases and let people know.
Yep.
I just, you know, it's easy to think that the Opry might just be, you know, you and me and Dave. But it's not. It's a community. It's our Toledo Mommy Glass City Opry.
Yep. No,
it's
definitely.
Everybody's. It's so much fun.
It is. It is a lot of fun. And we're so, we just get, appreciate so much the show of support by the fans, by the sponsors, and everybody has been so supportive. And I get so many people coming up to me and saying, you're doing a great thing here. Yeah. I love it, and I'll support it however I can. And that's fantastic.
It's great. So thank you to everybody who's jumped on board as an audience member, as a band member, as a staff member, and as a sponsor.
Yeah.
We can't do it alone.
Nope.
I never could. There's just not enough hours in the day.
Yep.
So it's just definitely, so we want to say thank you to everybody.
Yep, we do.
Well, I think it's about time to wrap it up.
Yeah, we do need to wrap it up.
We're getting it going.
Yeah. It's about that time. We appreciate it. Thank you so much. Now, you wanted to say something about...
Oh, we got a little secret we want to share. We're going to play our last bit of music here. Guess who's coming in June?
Ended too soon. As I sit here alone in the moonlight, I see our smiling face, and I long once more for your smiling face.
City Opry Showcase is a project of Progress Production, and all rights are reserved. For more information, you can check our website at www.glasscityopry.com.